Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, a week from tomorrow night, they start counting for Kevin Wilson and his 6th Indiana football squad as regular morning works continue this week. Also with his timer on is IU Vice President Director of Athletics Fred Glass, looking ahead, of course, to the Miami trip next Thursday night and Florida International open up September, as well as the home non-conference season. And as Fred was telling me, he kind of likes what he sees.
Yeah, I'm so excited, Joe. I ran to Coach Wilson in the hallway. He's got a real confident gait, and I think feels really good about this team. And I'm excited about the guys. I've been out to practice a couple times. Enjoyed watching them. Of course, I don't know what the hell I'm looking for. You know, people ask me how they look, and I'm like, hell, I don't know. But they're big and they're fast, and I think that's good. Yeah, we're excited about the season opener Thursday night. I think that gives us a little exposure, kind of break through some of the noise over the Labor Day weekend. Florida International's better than we want them to be. You know, they took us some late game heroics to beat them up here. They'll give us all we want down there, and then we've lost to Ball State, unfortunately, three times in a row, so we owe them some payback when we come back up here and play them. So we start out with a couple really stout tests, get an early bye week, and then play a Wake Forest team that gave us everything we wanted out there. So in our three-game non-conference schedule, there's a strong opposition, and I really hope our fans come out and enjoy some exciting football. Like Kevin says, we're going to be fun to watch, and our fans are responding. We've sold more tickets already than we sold all of last year, and I think our fans are responding to what Coach Wilson's building.
And Fred will be embellishing a few other items on his mind and up his sleeve for the home season. A little media gathering late this afternoon right there in Glory Plaza at the North End Zone. Don't forget, in the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls at 6. We'll have part 2 of our conversation with running backs coach Dylan McCullough. He'll be touching on Divine Redding. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, after a very well-earned 1,000-yard season last year, here he sits as the centerpiece in running back coach Dylan McCullough's talented stable of backs, Divine Redding, who learned a lot last year. Heck, he's learned a lot and even more here in preseason. And like Coach Dylan was telling me in part 2 of our running backs features at looking ahead to the season, chomping at the bit to, get it all started next week.
Well, again, he's a football junkie, a super student of the game. Yeah. He likes to teach guys. I mean, he's a great mentor. You know, so he didn't get it. He ended up, I mean, he might have had the second or third most reps here during this preseason, but he made the most of them. You know, he likes to get in there and mix it up. He's tough. Knock on wood, he hasn't missed a practice since he's been at this school. You know, so he got not a lot of miles on him, but he's seen a lot. He's been around a bunch of great players. So, you know, he's looking forward to having that target on his back, and he wants to show and prove.
His field of vision.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I mean? It's exciting for him to sit in meetings and talk through the blocking and understand what the soft spots are and just basically be another coach, you know, in our room as far as being able to echo, here's where it's at, here's just what we're looking at. We got easy reads, so easy that I know the young guys like, wow, I can't believe I ain't been doing this. This is easy, you know, but just getting those guys to execute it at a high level and trust it, have pace, that's probably one of his very strong suits when he run into it. He had great pace, and then he got the burst to get there.
Well, that's Hoosier running backs coach Dylan McCullough on his ace thoroughbred and his stable, Divine Redding. Don't forget, in the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls at 6. Reds Rangers pregame from the Great American Ballpark at 7 o'clock on a busy Wednesday night. I'm Joe Smith.